In the concluding nevuah prophecies of the last great prophet, Malachi, in verse 22, he says, Zichru teiras Mesha avdi, remember the Torah of my servant Mesha, that which I commanded you b'chayrev, a euphemism for Mount Sinai. And then he says, Hineni onechi shaleach lechem es Elio hanavi, I'm going to send the prophet Elijah, Elio hanavi, and he will come lefnei bay yom Hashem, before the day of God, hagadol v'hanoira. The commentaries tell us that this is a direct reference to the coming of Mashiach. The Metzudas David says, why is it that the verse about Elio hanavi coming prior or announcing Mashiach's arrival comes after a verse that speaks about the study of Torah? Says Metzudas, Ratzaleimar, bezchus ha-Torah. It's in the merit of the Torah, perhaps Torah just like this, learning about Mashiach, that brings us to the brink of Mashiach's arrival and the appearance of Elio hanavi. Elio hanavi is going to come in a terrestrial fashion. We know this because the Baal Shem Tov once said that he could have ascended heavenward, as did Elio hanavi, in a flash of light, b'mara ha-chashmal. And we know today, scientifically, that anything that moves at the speed of light will have the appearance of light. In other words, the Baal Shem Tov could have departed in a physical, literal, terrestrial way, as did Elio. But instead, he wanted to fulfill the notion of ki afar ata, you come from soil or earth, ve'al afar toshuv, and you return to soil and earth. The Rebbe once asked the question, if the Baal Shem Tov valued and appreciated the fulfillment of that verse, why didn't Elio hanavi? And the Rebbe explained, that's because different tzaddikim have different functions or purposes. The Baal Shem Tov's essence was connected to the notion of al afar toshuv. But Elio hanavi's essence, which is ultimately to be the harbinger of redemption, is directly linked and connected to the concept of announcing Mashiach's arrival. And because he has to come terrestrially, not just as a malach or spiritual presence like he does on the night of the Seder, or when a Brit Milah, a covenant of circumcision, is held, Elio hanavi therefore had to ascend heavenward in a bodily sense. And Elio hanavi will return in a bodily sense very soon, and in our time, to announce the coming of Mashiach and bring all of us together in an incredible wave of renewal and tshuva. B'mheira, ubi amenu amen.